640.
Hey, Gene Palfrey, before the government came after you in a two-pronged attack, civil and criminal, in 2006, was it? Is that when it started?
Yes, October 4th of 2006.
Before they started to do that, did you have a feeling that you were being investigated and that it was time to skedaddle?
No, absolutely not. I had no clue whatsoever. As a matter of fact, the business had been closed for 2 months from early August until early October. I had retired. I was done. I was in Germany buying a house.
Hey, that seems odd to me right there that the government would come after you for a business that was closed. If they wanted to get you out of business, you beat them to the punch. I mean, if they're going to prove that you were doing prostitution, they'd have to indict some of your girls. They're not. If they wanted to prove that you were doing prostitution, they would have to bring up some of the Johns to testify, and they're not going to do that either. And yet they have their phone numbers, which is even weird. They don't even have to do any real gumshoe work. You've got a list of all of the phone numbers.
I do. Well, they don't seem to have any evidence here. As a matter of fact, this last motions round, we asked for something called a bill of particulars. Bill of particulars is the who, what, when, where, why, and how of what happened. And I still have no idea what's going on. I've been accused of all these crimes, and there were no details. Remember what I said a few minutes ago about the search warrant? It talked about generic people, places, times, and events from 3 to 5 years ago. My attorney, Mr. Preston Burton, my criminal attorney, has asked for a bill of particulars. They claim that they don't have to give us any information, sort of like the Gitmo detainees. They don't really have to tell you what you're being charged with.
Okay. Could this be